to business. Ireland, Ireland, Ireland.
You mean there's no music? Is this all talk?
It's all talk. Come on. This is a talk station.
Cindy.
This is a talk station.
No diddly idle diddle.
You have the gift of gab. I think a lot of Irish do. I think it's kind of in your DNA, isn't it?
That's about all we have. We use it to get on.
That and music.
Right.
That
what
and
about
music.
Our good looks?
The good looks for sure. The good looks. Okay, so you got music, you got the good looks, and you got the gift of gab. But you also have a beautiful, beautiful country. And it's important to know a little bit about Ireland before you go, because it's just like Maui has so many different parts. I mean, just like if you were coming and staying in Kihei, it'd be totally different if you were on the North Shore, etc. Just the same way in Ireland, you have, you know, the Dublin side, which is, I mean, you've got to go see, right? And then you have Northern Ireland. Then you have the totally different wild shores of, which I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we flew in, actually, I think. Yeah, we did.
To Shannon,
was it?
We
flew into Shannon. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I go back, I think I may not even go to Dublin. I may just spend all my time over there. But I want to first talk to you a little bit. First of all, tell me where you were born.
Oh, I was born in County Tipperary. It's Clonmel is the town. It's a landlocked county. There's 32 counties in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
So we're 1 hour from the ocean. I mean, landlocked, but there's not that many counties that are landlocked.
Is that where on the
Southeast.
Okay.
Southeast of
Near
Ireland.
Near Cork?
Right, border on Cork, Waterford, and Kilkenny.
And Cork, of course, is famous because that's where a lot of people left Ireland.
Probably from Cove. They took the ships out there for sure.
That was for many years.
Yeah, that was where even the cruise ships still stop in Cove, which is nice now. But that's where the harbor would be for people when they went to America. That's where they got on.
And what's really nice is the fact that tourism has become big in Ireland over the last few years for a few reasons. I mean, people feel it's safe, mm-hmm. and that's an issue.
And we love Americans.
People. Yes, you do, and you speak the language we can understand.
And we don't mind making iced tea if we have to.
How'd you know?
And we don't go turn around and swear in the kitchen like the French do. Those damn Americans.
I like it because it is so beautiful, though, because I happen to love nature, and I also love horses, and there's some great horses there as well. But it is even more so when you go there. I'd heard about it for a long time, and I kind of am one of those people that feel like it's in my DNA and in my genes and stuff. But I hadn't gone in. And, you know, you see all these movies. There's been a lot of good movies that have been made there. Some of the movies are very famous, right? But it's nicer. It's more beautiful. And it's friendlier. And it's not one of those things that's been oversold that way. In fact, I think it's even better than what you've been hearing about. And so the hardest part, I think, is figuring out where to go and where you want to go. And like you brought up before we got on there, is you need more time. I didn't give myself enough time. I think I had 8 days or something. Mm-hmm. And I wished I'd had twice as long.
Sure.
I really did.
But there's lots of ways to go about it. That's mm-hmm. the first thing. Did you drive yourself or did you take a tour?
We drove ourselves. No. John, actually. John drove.
Yeah. So how was that?
Never before gone on the left side of the
right.
road. And a lot of people do the tours because they are nervous about driving.
Well, that's
where
I was going with it. I still get nervous. Car rental is not cheap in Ireland.
It's the most expensive and it's hard to get insurance.
But if there's people listening out there and you are interested in doing a trip to Ireland, I mean, we can run through some what to do's and not to do's.
Please.
And this is coming from myself who goes twice a year and still get caught out. So if you're going to rent a car, you're better off going on a car rental site in Ireland and making the reservation through the website of that car company in Ireland. And there's loads of them. But if you go on through all these companies or packages, they say buy insurance. That insurance doesn't work in Ireland. If you have a credit card that covers insurance, it doesn't matter. You
exactly.
need to get insurance. I have children, so I always get full comprehensive.
Uh-huh.
So I was in Ireland last week, and it was very expensive. But
it's expensive.
Peak season.
Yeah.
So, and then if you want to get an automatic, which is what I've been driving for the last 20 years because I live in America, it's really expensive and hard to get. So half of me says sometimes it's nice to go on a tour. It's nice to go on something that is driven by somebody else if it's your first time in Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm not putting people off. Public transport is great if you want to go out to the West Coast and so forth and you don't want to get stuck in the tour with a predetermined stop every time. I don't know if I'd recommend driving.
Well, then there's the option which I looked at while I was planning, which was, okay, Well, you can take a train. But it's not short. I mean, going across the island, there's a way to get to Dublin and take a train across. But it's an all-day thing.
It is, for sure. And there's only maybe 10 direct routes to major destinations, and probably 2 to 3 or 4 hour trip on a train. Mm-hmm. Public buses are a little bit dodgy. But, you know, even if, you know, some of the bus tours are really cool, but you don't have to take them every day. You can jump on a bus tour and go mm-hmm. see certain things and then come back to base as well. That would be an idea.
And the other one that I see some people doing, and I think is a very viable one, is you can hire a driver and you get to a place.
Right.
And you can hire a driver. Now, that could be rather expensive if you're in Shannon, flying into Shannon, then you're trying to get over to Dublin, because that's a long drive.
But if there's two couples or something, if you're going like that, I mean, it's affordable. I mean, you know, I think it was 60 euro a day for the rental car, and it wasn't a nice car. It was a basic one. My wife had a pain in her neck from me driving. Yeah. So it wasn't cheap. So, I mean, if you look at the pros and cons and you want to be comfortable, and you want to have a drink and you want to stop off in the little pubs or wherever along the way, it might be the way to go. You know,
I agree. And I had considered that because, number one, you know, they say we already know it's kind of hard driving on the left side of the road. But when you, I mean, I did this more than once, Mike. I bought the one that gives you the directions by the, you know,
I thought you said you were going to buy a rosary beads.
No, I did that too. But it's one of the ones where you pay extra to get your, you know, Google wherever you're going to get.
Sure.
Not always good and broke up. So I ended up using my phone, using Google Maps. You know how expensive that is. Well, and many times you land up on these small, I'm talking small, they're basically horse lanes.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Horse lanes with huge hedges. Yeah. Now, the hedges aren't like hedges that are soft. These are hedges that are really, you don't want to hit them with your mirror in your car or anything, because they cut right into your paint job.
For sure.
And they, you've seen many times, this is how they make money.
But for people listening, I'm lucky. I call Ireland a lot, and I have a couple of phones through the business, so they've given me free to Ireland. The only thing I had to pay for was phone calls, which I didn't make, but my internet was free as well.
Wow.
Because of my phone. But anyway, because
what
of business.
What kind of phone is that?
It's an iPhone, but I'm with Sprint, but I have business phones related to it.
Really?
So because of past trips and the cost of it, I made a big scene, and now so Ireland's no big deal for me.
Well, that's great.
So I was doing Google Maps.
Yes.
And
Google Maps
my wife
are better.
Was.
They
are.
They're better.
But I wanted to go to my grandmother's house, and I knew how to get the normal roads, but I wanted to go to Scenic Way.
Yes.
So I typed it in where my grandmother lived and my aunt and so forth. And it's beautiful, the sheep on the road, there's no signs, it's real narrow. And then we turn left where it says, and they said, park car and please walk from here. And it was in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my
but
God.
It was only 2 miles from where my aunt's house is. I hadn't been that way in forever. And I said, should we turn around here? What are we doing? The kids were like, oh, look at the sheep and look at all this. And so I turned around, made a right turn, and then we were there in 2 miles. But
So you did end up using Google Maps
as
well.
Yeah, but you know, with a rental car, you can get the sat-nav, they call it. You know,
I didn't like it.
You didn't
I only used it half the time.
Yeah. Sometimes it will bring you off the beaten path. But
yes, but also sometimes it cuts out.
True, it does, But I know my way around Ireland normally, so sometimes the beaten path's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's true.
Excuse me.
But I have to say also, you're driving along the coastline, there's on the west side, on the west coast, there's some steep cliffs, and you're driving on the left side of the road. So here you are driving along a cliff with your car right there looking down very steep cliffs.
Right.
And people who know, and sometimes it's not a wide road.
Some of the roads are like the West Maui Mountains, Kahakaloa side, sure. I did that with the Ring of Kerry just to show my wife, you know, who's born and raised here, how it is, you know, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
And the Ring of Kerry, I have to say, a lot of people are now saying, don't even bother because there's so many buses and there's so much traffic. But I went and stayed at two places there. I stayed in Killarney. At the old Lake Killarney Hotel that's from the 1800s, right on a lake. And it was lovely.
Yep.
And then one just down the road that was kind of in the town more, that was an old one. But did only part of the road. Didn't do the whole ring.
It's a big deal right now. While I was home, the buses, they're going to pass a new law that they can only go one way.
Oh, really?
With the tours.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're going both ways and meeting in the middle, and then they've got to back up for like a fair bit with cars behind you.
Right.
And it's
and if you're in a small little car driving yourself.
Victim of their own success because it's a beautiful drive. So they're looking at bringing a new rule like this year to say you can go one way with the buses.
I think that's very smart.
But I mean, the road, I'm not exaggerating, it's a little bit wider than going West Maui Mountain, but you can imagine two buses going that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little wider, but still, it's tight enough in places.
Very tight, and if you have to back up and you don't know how to back up, it's a long line.
And plus, you've got the driving on the other side of the road. And, you know, if it's a stick shift, you know, your clutch and your brake.
Yep.
It's just, you know, you got to get used to it.
So did you stay down there in Killarney?
We stayed in Killarney. We did Airbnb in Killarney, and it was a three-bedroom apartment in the heart of
this
city.
Just found it online?
Found it online, and it was fantastic.
Was it?
But we did the Ring of Kerry. We did the lakes, beautiful lakes there. We went out in a boat to a little island with a little church. And there's a jaunting cart. You know, they have the horse and carts. We did that with the kids.
Up in the hills at that old place where that was that a lady that was at
the
bar?
Gap of Dunlow.
Yes, the Gap of Dunlow. I love that gap.
Yeah, we did
and
that.
And they have the little horse carts that go up to the...
Jaunting carts.
The jaunting carts are fantastic.
It's pretty cool. And there was horse racing that week. So I went horse racing with my dad. And my wife went too. It was like a Celtic dance, it was called. It was like a version of River Dance. And she said it was sold out.
Wow.
In the town. So Killarney, I mean, for people first time going, you know, come see me, get some advice, you know, go to Kathy for sure, have her do a package for you. But then decide whether you want to bother driving or whether you want to break up the trip.
Yeah.
And then Dublin is definitely a must-see.
You have
for the
to
first
go to
time.
Dublin.
You do. I mean,
and I was only there two nights, and it wasn't enough. Nights isn't enough.
It's steeped in history. You got Trinity College. You got the Book of Kells. Kilmainham Jail. You got the Guinness Factory, which, I mean, there's these things that are must-see, you know. And then, but then when you wander off to the real part of Ireland, it's, you know, and you experienced the Wild Atlantic Way, some of that. It's on the West Coast. So from the bottom...
Not too much. Yeah. You know what I did do that I love? Because I love horses. They have the National Stud Farm.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. You can see the horses. Then they're the top horses that go for millions of dollars. And there's a breeding farm there. But on top of that, they have gardens there and everything. And you can have tours. And
beautiful.
It was lovely. Yeah. And then I also was very interested in the Saint Bridget. And I stopped by her... There's a church that St. Bridget founded. You can actually go to the abbess. She's a very famous in Ireland. Bridget was a saint that which is way ahead of her time.
And St. Bridget's Cross.
Yeah. No, she's amazing. And she was way ahead of her time and started some of the nunneries there. At a time when there were the Druids mixing with the Catholic and the whole thing.
Right.
And that's where St. Patrick comes in, et cetera. But she was doing it from a woman, and I'd read a couple of her books, books about her, and she was amazing.
Yeah. If you went back, would you drive again?
Yes and no.
Okay.
You know, what I'd like to do when I am going to go back is, you were so right, spend more time.
Yeah.
Focus on an area or two that I like, not try to do so much.
Sure.
Because it takes a lot to get around, and if I go to Dublin, definitely more time than two nights. It's not enough. Love the pubs there.
Sure.
And that's almost a day that you've got to have and just...
Yeah.
The
throwing
pubs
the Guinness
are,
Factory. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
But then you go to Trinity College and, you know, just looking at the Book of Kells.
I didn't have time to get to Trinity College.
Or walking down Grafton Street, which is pedestrian, and just to get a feel of the culture and the Irishness of people. But going back to why Ireland is popular for America, I mean, first of all, there's 8 million Irish Americans, but there's a genuine Irish people do love to chat forever, but there's a general interest and a passion about America, and they love to talk to American people and find out about the culture, about what's going up, and of course the political things that are going on, but it's in their nature. So it's very exciting. It's equally as exciting for an Irish person to meet an American as an American might feel it is for an Irish person, which in no other country it's like that. It's open arms.
Yeah,
you know,
is.
If you stay in the bed and breakfasts, which are amazing, some are old farmhouses, some are downtown in villages, some are out off the beaten path. Like the host, the lady will have breakfast with you. She'll probably send you on your way and tell you where to go, or, you know, when you get there, make you a cup of tea, you know.
They make nice big breakfasts.
They do.
A nice, lovely big breakfast.
For sure.
They like their lovely pastries and, of course, you know.
Yep.
And then there's that whole part of like, wow, I love going over to the West Coast. Where's that famous area where the dolphin was so popular?
Dingle.
Fungi. What a wonderful, Fungi's the dolphin.
I lived there in 1986 when he first started emerging. And he had a wife at the time. and she got caught in a rudder of a boat. But Fungi's still alive, and he still comes in. And
he's
huge
a famous
tours.
Dolphin. Now, yeah. We don't have any famous dolphin. Isn't it funny we don't have a famous dolphin here on Maui?
Isn't it? But there's probably no collective area where they – well, there probably is down in McKenna, but it's different. But
it
this dolphin has been through a lot, and he knows the people, and he comes –
and they name him, and you
Fungi,
see statues of him in Dingle.
Yeah,
and I found Dingle very, very charming. It's like a little old English town in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and had lunch at a beautiful store where it's a little restaurant pub in the front, and it's a bookstore in the back.
Uh-huh.
And had looked at the books. And
I know
the, yeah, you know, it was lovely.
I lived in Dingle for 4 months.
And
I worked there.
Beautiful, beautiful stores, lovely little cafes and restaurants.
Yeah. And you go further out the coast, that's where Ryan's Daughter, I don't know if you remember that film, was filmed in the whole lot.
Watched it, yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the beaches are just unbelievable. So you can imagine if the water was warm. I mean, when the tide goes out, you could walk for half a mile almost. You know, it's just very interesting.
It's really I could have spent a couple days in Dingle. In fact, I mean, if someone's going, I recommend maybe taking some time and staying on the coast. It's very different on the coast. People sometimes do it down south of Dingle because it part of the round Ring of Kerry. There's a little coastal town there that is pretty popular.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go up to there, to that famous island now, because Star Wars
of course
was filmed on that little
island. We passed by it when we were doing the Ring of Kerry, and I couldn't believe there's a little jetty now, and there's boats going out and so forth. It's pretty amazing. And then
there's
Connor's Pass.
Where the old hermits would go to.
Skellig Michael.
Skellig Michael. And the hermits would stay there now since the Star Wars episode was filmed there. And it's steep. You know, people are going out there all the time now. Yeah. Which I can't imagine because it's a very small little pathway and everything.
I know, I know.
I didn't go because I'm like going, I think it would be nice if I was discovering it, but now that it's been discovered, I don't know if I want to try to fight the tourists on it. But that town where you leave from just south of there is beautiful as well. I drove along through there.
Yep.
And each town, just like here on Maui, each town has its own unique flavor, right?
For sure. And when you flew there, did you fly direct or did you break it up on the mainland?
Went from, I think, to New York somewhere.
And did you stay over or did you keep going?
Kept going. And flew in on one of the ones that was a partner to United is an Irish one. Is it Ryan? I forget which way.
Could be Ryanair or Aer Lingus.
Yeah. And it was actually pretty good.
Really?
And went right into there. But then again, that same issue when we went and rented a car and very expensive insurance, and it turns out the car didn't work, and we were out there. What's that name of that place? You go out to the cliffs.
Cliffs of Moher.
Moher. Mm-hmm. In the parking lot. The car wouldn't start.
No
again.
Way.
And they had to come up
yep.
from the car rental place and bring us another car.
And what did they say?
Well, they couldn't start it either, so they had to take the car back and give us another car.
Yeah.
But you know, and I mean, the people are all very nice.
Of course.
It's not like you know, it's not like
they don't get overly excited about anything either.
It's just like, there's another car, and it's like, yeah, fine. So you know, things happen like that, but it's, you know, it's all doable. But again, I wish I had more time. Cliffs of Moher. Again, a lot of tourists, so you got to get out there early or go off season a little bit.
I tried to bring my wife and kids, and we got up early, and we drove. We were staying in Lahinch, which is 5 miles from the Cliffs of Moher.
Uh-huh. Along the coast there?
Yeah, you couldn't see anything. You just couldn't, so we didn't go in because you had to pay. But they said it's a couple hours to walk around and see the whole thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I mean, the cliffs are huge. I mean, I guess I'd compare them to Big Sur in Monterey down there, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they do have, I mean, the gorgeous coastline and the waves crashing and the history and big ravens and birds that are unique to the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely walk. You know, you can walk along and the pictures are gorgeous from there, you know.
Yeah.
And right below that is, again, that another one of Bridget's Well is right there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, right along just below the Cliffs of Moher. And you can stop there, and it's just along the side of the road.
Yeah.
And you park in there, and you can see the water coming down. It's a nice little area where people have written little notes and miracles and things.
They haven't set up a coffee shop or no?
No, they haven't. No, it's just on the side of the road.
We kept going when it was cloudy and foggy, and we drove. We were going to go to Galway and shop or something. And then we turned off for Alwee Caves, which are caves that were found in 1940 by a farmer. His dog went down a hole, like a burrow, you know, rabbit burrow and got lost, and he crawled in and found the caves.
Is it on the coastline?
It's just off the coastline on the edge. Uh-huh. And he didn't tell anybody till 1976.
Wow, so all the time
somebody came over looking, and he was in a pub talking to these geologists or whatever, these from America, and he said, oh, I know where there's some caves. Like out of the blue.
Oh,
in 1976, after he discovered them in 1940, when his dog fell in. I mean, it's a brilliant story. And
how do you
like,
get in there?
It's all commercialized now.
Oh, okay.
And it's amazing, you know, and it's probably like a couple of miles of caves.
Really?
And they have a bird kind of sanctuary there, a falconry there.
Oh,
and they have,
I'd love that.
Vultures, falcons, hawks, and eagles.
You get to it from Galway?
It's between Galway and Ennis. It's
uh-huh.
on the Lahinch.
Yeah, right.
It's
that's,
on the coast there.
That's
yeah.
very close to yeah. Sheet.
And it's fantastic. Uh-huh. So it was raining a little bit, so they did the bird display at 12 o'clock, and then we went into the caves for an hour and a half and came back at
that
2.
Much?
Yeah, and they did falcon. The falcons are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. And the vultures, I learned a lot about them. Like, and they were swooping in over our heads. You know,
really?
They're like, don't worry, just don't move. And
yeah.
like, okay, don't move. But you can feel them almost touching your hair.
Wow.
I don't love birds that much, but kids loved it. And if you want, you can go feed the land on your hand, put a glove on. But, you know, it was very good, considering that the Cliffs of Moher was, you know, fogged over. But
yeah, and it can happen. Right, a lot of people want to take the ship, but most of the time you can't get in down below from that.
Oh, right, yeah.
But if you keep going up from the Cliffs of Moher and up the coast again, it's gorgeous, and spend a little time there to that ancient area where you can see those old burial grounds that go back 2,000 to 3,000, 4,000 BC, the rocks mm-hmm. that go across, and they actually have fields of these ancient burial grounds that you can drive around through. It's very interesting vibe.
Amazing.
There.
Amazing, yeah.
Very
sure.
interesting.
Yeah, and then you know you can take a boat from anywhere along there and go to the Aran Islands.
Did you go there?
I've been before. There's four of them. Are in all different sizes and what have you. And
they're northern.
Northern a bit. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you can go from Lahinch, and a boat, I think it takes 30 minutes now. They have a new boat that goes there. And it's kind of a little bit the old Ireland, land of time forgot.
Are there people there, living there?
People there, farming there. Provisions are brought in on boats. Rock walls, cattle, sheep. They fish a lot. And they speak Irish fluently. That's their first language, you know.
Gaelic.
So,
Gaelic,
Irish, we call it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there's one island has a little hotel, the rest doesn't, but very accommodating people. And if you have time,
you spend a day doing that.
You can stay over there, but you could get up early and go over and spend the whole day, and it's just fantastic hiking and just seeing the culture, listen to people speaking a different language, you know.
Do you go to just one island, or do you go island hopping between the
islands? One island, normally. If you made time, you could island hop, but it would take probably a day or two.
Okay.
But there's bikes there to be rented. You can go hiking, and it's just beautiful.
Wonderful.
It's kind of maybe a little bit like going to Molokai for the day, you know, in a sense.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would love to do that as well.
And I'm sure you could hear people speak Hawaiian over there. It's like the same thing. People speak in Irish. And they're very proud of their islands, as they should be, you know, and never taken over by the English. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, now you can actually go to refurbished castles. There's some of the castles mm-hmm. that needed to make money. So they become, just like in England, they become places you can stay in. And they are pretty impressive. I did that one that was only 45 minutes from Shannon, and starts with the D. Oh, Dromoland. Love Dromoland.
It's beautiful. I worked there when I was younger.
You worked at Dromoland, what'd you do?
Everything I was told. It was brilliant. We were going to hotel school, which is in Shannon.
Uh-huh.
So Dromoland is 20 minutes
from
really Shannon.
Close, yeah.
And it's beautiful, as you know.
Big.
Little lake, golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful
old-school
castle.
Lovely gardens.
Beautiful gardens.
Yeah.
So we would go there as students, but we would get to work in the restaurants if we behaved.
Uh-huh.
And back then, the beauty of it was a lot of American guests,
mm-hmm.
and they would tip fantastically because that's what you do.
Right?
So we would be delighted to work in the restaurants and get the tips and take it back and spend it on alcohol and college
life. Now they do big weddings there.
They do fantastic weddings.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap.
No.
But it's beautiful.
Some famous
people. The experience.
People
you know, if you're going to Ireland, you know, you have to splash out now and again and go for a little bit of some luxury and, you know, bed and breakfast one night, nice hotel or a castle.
I mean, we're talking, you have at least 100 acres. I mean, it's a huge area sure. that they have. So you really feel like it's its own unique. And I think I was there 3 days, but I could have spent more time there. I loved it. And it's not hard to go from there. We went from there to the Cliffs of Moher. And I think that was only 40 minutes or so until the car broke, and that took an extra hour.
Right.
But then, you know, also going further up was really nice. Like I said, the ancient grounds where the burial sites are. But you can go beyond that to another castle that's very famous. Is it York? No, it's not Yorkshire. Another one further up.
Ashford.
You're so good. You can read my mind. Ashford's beautiful castle.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, have you ever heard the movie The Quiet Man?
Yes, that was
John
done right
Wayne
below
and
there.
Maureen O'Hara.
They have a statue to
If anybody's that. Listening, you want to see something old school and pretty cool, The Quiet Man is still in my top five movies of all time.
I agree.
And Maureen O'Hara only passed away there, I think, 2 years ago. I met her twice.
Did you get to meet
super
her?
Super lady.
You met her in Ireland?
I met her in Ireland, yeah. I waited on her in a little restaurant twice, yeah.
Was it that town or no?
It was in Bunratty. In Bunratty Castle, which is a beautiful place to go. And there's a theme park there, as you know. I don't know if you've been. But,
no, but I heard about it.
I lived near Bunratty for 4 years, went to hotel school there, but we never went. And I brought the kids when I was home. There's old thatched houses, old way of life in middle century, how they tools, how they farmed, everything. It's just an amazing
style, right?
Yeah. And you wouldn't know it unless you were visiting.
Yeah.
And I fell upon it a couple of years ago when I brought some friends from Texas home for a wedding, and said, we want to stop and see Bunratty. I started laughing
because
all I knew was Dirty Nelly's, which is a famous pub there.
Yes.
And I went in, I was like, this is amazing. You know, my backyard. It'd be like living here in Maui and never being to Haleakala, and there is some people who don't go to Haleakala, as you know, or going to Hana, or going to Hamoa Beach or whatever, you know, and it's stuff like that that's pretty amazing. But
it was very amazing, and if you go further in, there's some really famous old churches and some that are retreats that you can even stay in.
Mm-hmm.
They allow you to stay in some down there. And I went further in. There's some lovely old walkways and tours and hikes that you can do that are just lovely. Of course, you have to go. The River Shannon is very famous, and it's revered by the Irish. I mean, the Shannon River is just beautiful and stretches a long, long ways, you know?
Of course it does, yeah. It's the biggest river in Ireland.
Yeah, and there's some lovely towns along there.
But there's so much to do, and whether it's climate change or whatever, there was a little bit of a heat wave when I was home. It started raining today. I got there, but temperatures were beautiful. And whether you want to bike, there's a load of greenways right now, which we did, and it was fantastic. With the River Shannon, there's if you want to take a barge, you know,
you can take a barge,
little boats, and take your own boat, which is amazing. Horseback tours. I mean, there's a little bit of everything for everything.
Yeah.
The only thing is, if you want to go swimming, stick to Maui.
Yeah,
you know,
it's too cold.
My daughter Lily went in up to her knees. I got pictures of it. I got my toes wet. And this is after 2 months of a heat wave, the Atlantic Ocean being warmed up, but it doesn't get that warm. But the beaches are beautiful. But
this is you were there at one of the busiest times of the year.
I was, yeah.
That didn't discourage you? Because, I mean, obviously you had your daughter and not
my dad had some issues, a little bit of medical stuff, so I wanted to go home. It was kind of last minute, you know, and normally it's very expensive.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to Ireland, you want budget travel, it's May or September is the time to go.
Mm-hmm.
June, July, and August are the busiest times.
Yeah.
School-wise, for people who live in Hawaii, kids don't get out of school till July. So you want a quiet time, June is the time to go.
Yeah.
It's still okay. And it's not crowded with
families. I was there in October, beginning of October.
So it's perfect.
It was.
But we went in July because it worked for us, and I got a deal. But I broke up my flights. Rather than doing a package, it was easier to fly round trip to San Francisco. Easier and a lot cheaper, cheaper by $700.
Wow.
And then from San Francisco to Ireland, round trip.
What airline?
We mixed them all up. It was American Airlines and it was United. Uh-huh. But sometimes it's easier to do it that way.
Yeah.
But always leave enough time between flights. Because when you're booking the whole package from OGG to anywhere, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you're late or the planes are, they'll book you another one. But if you book it separate, it can be much cheaper, but then you might get cut out. We were coming back from Ireland and the plane was an hour and a half late. But luckily, I'd made my flights where we were flying out from San Francisco the next morning.
Yeah.
So we got a low-budget hotel, in which we were doing anyway. So it all worked out. Rather than coming in at 7, it came in at 8:30. Flew out from Dublin.
Yeah.
But we went through Philadelphia because that's the way the package worked.
Oh, so Dublin, your favorite pub that you always have to go to when you go visit Dublin?
Well, there's a pub in Dublin called O'Donoghue's.
And it's a very famous pub.
Very famous pub. The Dubliners started off there, the Chieftains, who are still alive. So it's very famous for Irish music. But these days, it's very modern as well. They have an inside-outside. The older crowd come early. The younger crowd come later. It's open till 2 in the morning. And it's actually got some beds up. It's got 7 bedrooms upstairs.
Oh.
Very reasonably priced.
Really?
Bed and breakfast,
yeah. So you can stay there.
So you could stay there too, which I've done in my younger days. Sometimes you have to deal with the noise of the street. But it's in the heart of Dublin.
Uh-huh.
And Oliver is the owner. His brother works there. And it's a family-type pub. A little commercialized, but every evening, I think 6 o'clock onwards, there's Irish music sessions.
Well, one thing that I love, and I wish we could have more here, they do music all day long. I mean, you can walk down there at 2 in the afternoon and there's music even going on. So
for
it's
sure.
not like just going out at night and hearing music. There's music happening.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And good music.
Good music.
Good
These
music.
Guys are all good,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the pub atmosphere. It's, you know, a lot of Guinness, but people are drinking, you know.
Times of the day, for sure.
At all times of the day, definitely.
And nobody looks at each other like, are you doing something wrong? It's accepted in the part of the culture.
Yeah, and everyone goes to Guinness. But besides that, your other favorite thing to do when you go to Dublin?
I do a lot of greyhound racing. I race greyhounds. So we go to Shelburne.
Yeah,
I had 2 dogs run while I was home. So they run in Shelburne Park. So it's a great night out for the family. And they let the kids.
So you have dogs in Ireland?
I have greyhounds in Ireland. I raced them. We grew up doing that, breeding them.
These are the little whippets, like?
No, they're big whippets.
They're big ones. Oh,
they're
okay.
like 60 to 90 pounds
oh,
weight.
Oh, they are big. Okay.
Yeah, and we've been very successful lately. Never successful all our lives, but 2 years ago we won the Irish Derby, which would be the equivalent of the Kentucky Derby for greyhounds.
Everyone bets over there, too.
Everybody bets, including my kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
How long do
they put a new rule in this year that you have to be over 18.
How long do the whippets race for?
They start when they're about 16 months and they go to about...
No, but I mean on the actual course.
29 seconds.
That fast?
Yeah, 28 seconds.
Just 28 seconds. 28
seconds is a record.
Short course.
Yeah. Well, 350 yards, 500 yards, or 550 yards.
Oh, okay.
And some long distance, which would be 49 seconds. But
anyway,
I like to do that. But for a regular person... definitely go to Trinity College.
Yeah.
It's steeped in tradition.
Yes.
The Book of Kells, which goes back thousands of years, is there, the manuscript. Kilmainham Jail is where, you know, the people who fought for Irish freedom were put to their death.
And the post office become a story.
Exactly.
Where,
the GPO, General Post Office.
You can still see the bullet marks.
Yeah. So, you know, Grafton Street is there. I mean, restaurants have really improved.
It was just the 100th anniversary when we were
That's
there.
Right.
That. So there
That's
was a
right.
lot of talk 2016, still.
2016,
yeah. A lot of events.
You know, feelings run high, emotions run high, too.
And
you know, it's not the people, it's the situation. And, you know, it was a lot of, you know, we can relate to Hawaiian people
with
our lands.
Do you still like going to Northern Ireland?
I have a lot of good friends in Northern Ireland, and, you know, everybody had this thing about Northern Ireland and the trouble and the war.
Yeah.
It's probably the most peaceful part of the world is Northern Ireland because of the atrocities and the upheaval and everything that people went through in Northern Ireland. And some of the coastline, you got Giant's Causeway,
mm-hmm.
Port Stewart, Port Rush, some of the best coastline in Ireland and some beautiful things to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Northern Ireland is really... And then you want to see the Titanic Museum, which I haven't got to yet. Apparently, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I've never watched Game of Thrones, but that's, I think, is that where they make it?
Well, they make it in lots of places.
But they do.
Dubrovnik, some of it there, and then there's some different places where they do it.
But they do it in Belfast, too, right? Is that
I
correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You know, I've never watched it.
I haven't either.
you're
the only one.
Yeah. I think we're the only ones here. But
I've heard it's beautiful. And again, castles and nice places to stay up there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. But colder weather. A little colder?
Not really.
I thought it was.
No, it's not that far.
I mean,
from Dublin to Belfast, it's 2 hours.
And you can do that by bus?
You can do it by bus. There's a motorway, so it runs straight up, get into Northern Ireland. And
a day would be enough?
Like anything, you know.
Yeah.
My wife and her best friend were home for a wedding with us a couple of years ago, and they tried to do it in one day on a bus tour, and it was too much, they said. They got up at 6 and then get home at 8, and they were worn out, and they said a lot of it was spent on the bus. So, no, I'd say take your time and take 2 days, find a B&B or find a whatever you want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. Airbnb is big in Ireland, too. Yeah. Do you ever use Airbnb?
Not lately. Yeah, I like to find hotels that are kind of like nice hotels. But, you know, and how do you suggest finding? Because it's a hard thing to find the best. How do you research your Airbnbs?
You know, I go look at the reviews and see where they are. I know where I'm going. So, you know, it's like friends of mine are coming to Maui. So I emailed them and said, let me know before you book. I'll tell you where to go and what to do and where to stay. So it's the same thing. I know that. But, you know, some of my friends have hotels. You know, so I don't want to inconvenience them sometimes, so we get to stay with them. Mm-hmm. Airbnb is easy. Bread and breakfast, you Google them, look them up, and there's an Irish tourist board, and they have a list of accredited bed and breakfasts. And sometimes these are beautiful places to stay, you know, really, really nice. Yeah. And then, you know, the castles, that's something else, you know.
So do you do the drive from Dublin on down through Cork and around and back up through Killarney and then land up back on the other side? It's a very long drive, but do you ever do that?
That in one day.
It's
ever.
A lot.
No. Yeah. But I mean, my base is Tipperary, my family. If I didn't stay in my parents' house, they'd probably disown me. So, you know, so we go there, we leave all our major luggage there.
Where's Tipperary?
Tipperary, it's right there on the Cork, Waterford, Kilkenny border. Okay. So Waterford, Crystal, and so forth. So we base ourselves there, and then we, you know, travel around.
Yeah.
But I wanted to spend time at home with family, because that's important with the kids and their cousins. So we took 2 days and drove down to Killarney and came back. And then we went to Lahinch for 2 days, which is up by the Cliffs of Moher.
Has it changed much?
Of course it has. I mean, has Maui changed much? Yes. And I've been here since 96. I mean, when does it stop changing? You know, I was getting a coffee on my way in at Starbucks, and people wouldn't talk. They just have these apps on their phone that they were giving to the thing, you know, so everything is evolving, but I'm thinking it'll come full circle sometimes that, you know, you go to Ireland, you stop to talk to people or, you know. And
Would you retire there? Would you go back home and kind of just decide to live there?
My wife's listening to this program. You just put me on the spot. As my kids get older, it would be beautiful to go home for summers in Ireland, which would be like the coldest winter in Maui. You know, like Mark Twain said, the worst winter he spent was a summer in San Francisco. So Ireland, you know, I would like to go there for the summer months when it's beautiful. When it rains in Ireland, people become miserable.
Okay, you know. So say you were, and your wife is listening. Let's give her a shout out. What's her name?
Tiara.
Tiara, what a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. So you were going to go there for, you know, the summer months. Where would you go and stay? Or would you get you wouldn't stay at a B&B if you're going to be there.
No,
months. Would you rent a little cottage or something?
I would use my family home as my base.
Oh, but that's perfect.
If people were going, you'd probably be able to rent a nice little cottage or something very reasonable if you.
Oh, is it reasonable?
Yeah, reasonable if you book it for enough time, you know.
So how about how much when you say it's reasonable? Because, I mean, what's reasonable anymore?
Yeah, it depends on the part of the country. I mean, you can't get accommodation in Dublin, but you can't get accommodation in Kihei either.
Right.
So it's
but
like,
if it was on the West Coast.
It's on the West Coast, I mean, you know, for, I'd say, 1,600, 1,500 euro a month.
Is that
reasonable?
Fair. No, that's very reasonable.
And, you know, you get a little two-bedroom, and what more would you want, you know?
Because you literally could spend that on a week and a half at some of the hotels.
The beauty of that is you use it as your base.
I think I did spend that, actually.
Use it as your base and leave, like I said, leave your big suitcase there. And then you want to go see the Cliffs of Moher or go explore somewhere, take off and do that, you know?
And you can rent a cottage.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine does that. He rents for 2 months down in Kerry, and he's invited us. He's got a three-bedroom house, very reasonable, in a remote part of Kerry.
You'll have to give me his contact.
Yeah, and it's in Kilgarvan, and it's got a population maybe of 300 people.
How wonderful.
They know him in the local pub, and there's music every night.
Yeah.
And they're retired. They live in San Francisco. And he's Irish originally, and that's what he does.
Yeah.
He goes August and September. And he said, hey, I've got 2 spare rooms. People come and go, his friends.
Wow.
And we're going to go, myself and my dad in September, we're going to go spend a week with him for free.
This September?
Yeah, we're going in September.
Are you going back?
Yeah, of course. Well, my dad's getting on, so I want to spend time with him and so forth.
Yeah. Well, isn't that wonderful?
It is, you know, and I don't drink anymore, so
good on you.
Driving around is easier.
So that, I guess that leads us into this package you brought in, which we're going to be giving away. You have to be over 21, of course, but this, I have to warn people, this is 46% volume. One's triple distilled Irish whiskey. This one is single pot still Irish whiskey powers from John Lane's. I don't know these. This green spot is 40% volume, and this one's turned, so I can't tell how, but I'm sure it's
red breast.
Yes, yeah, red breast.
It's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's there on the corner, yeah, so I can't tell.
40%, and then you got 40%. Middleton, which would probably be the granddaddy of. It's a little four pack of miniature.
Well, not super miniature. Well, this isn't like what you see in a bar.
Even in my heyday, I probably would have I find it hard to drink them all in one sitting.
It's 50 milligrams.
Yeah. What's 50 milligrams?
And it's about the size of more than a finger.
Yeah. There's a couple of...
It's just half a hand of alcohol.
I'd say there's three drinks in each at least. Yeah. Sure. No. It's a
and
nice little package.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
This is really...
It's real whiskey.
It says the essence of traditional Irish whiskey.
Right.
Now, I asked you where you got this, and I was thinking you actually went to the places.
Well, you don't have to tell people.
I know.
Why let the truth get in the way of a good story, Cindy?
So this is a wonderful gift. This is like if someone gave me this when they came back from Ireland, I would be blown away. This is a super nice gift, nicer than the gifts I bring back from my friends. So I have to say I'm very impressed, Mike. Yeah. But then again, at Mulligan's, you can get some lovely
Yeah, we have most of these whiskeys in the bar. I didn't come here to push Mulligan's or what have you.
No, but you do. You have lovely whiskey.
I mean, if anybody does want to pick my brain, my little brain, about going to Ireland or what we should do. But, I mean, I'll stop by next week if you want to meet with Kathy and see.
Oh, yeah, we should.
I mean, can you imagine doing a tour?
I would love it. Yeah.
True Kathy, we would organize it, but pick up the package in San Francisco or L.A. or San Diego.
Yeah.
And it's a 14-day trip. You get on these really cool buses. Uh-huh. You have a driver and a tour guide.
Uh-huh.
Stop in hotels for two or three nights.
Yeah.
And sometimes somebody wants to go golf. That would be extra. You want to go sightseeing or you want to go to Blarney Wood. That's fine. And then you go see music. And it's a great package.
I agree.
And I'm sure there would be people who would be into it. So
I totally
I'm kind of excited for that, too.
I am, too. So what should we do to give away this beautiful gift? Now, besides being over 21, we're going to have to clear the line first, I guess. That would be number one. And what would we do to give this away? I don't know if it's just a regular call. This is a super gift.
We got to ask a question.
I think we have to ask a question, but they don't know out there the answer. You have to be aware that they're going to answer out there.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, so they wouldn't know the answer. So we're going to have to just let someone
call. You think they wouldn't
call.
Know the answer?
I don't think so.
Oh. Can we go tell them?
Okay, come here, John. Whisper in his ear.
Okay, I'm going to whisper in John's ear.
Okay, we're going to give the answer first to John. Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, can we have a drum roll? We have another hour, right?
No.
I'm joking. What nationality was St. Patrick? You're laughing.
Okay,
it's not a trick question.
It's not a trick question.
But it's not the obvious. That's all I would say. It's not the obvious.
I read the history of St. Patrick.
Pretty amazing story. So
he was a slave.
Yes, he was.
For a while.
Yeah,
and
sheep
he did the
slave.
Across the thing, and he was, yeah.
He was captured.
He was captured.
And he came back to bring Christianity to Ireland.
Yes.
So I've given a little bit away already.
Call
he wasn't Irish, okay? So what nationality was St. Patrick?
Okay, call 244-9533, 244-9533, if you can figure out that answer. Oh, the phone is ringing, 244-9533. Now, don't give up, because the first person calling may not have the answer. And then you can call again. But the line is busy with someone calling in right now. And that's really neat. So I am really jazzed on Ireland. I don't know if they got it right. The phone's ringing again. I'm really jazzed on Ireland. And I happen to say that I really am so in love with the country, I'd be really willing to move there. See, I like cold weather, Mike.
Good for you.
I like cold weather.
I'm not leaving Maui, wife or no wife. Sorry.
I like horses, and they've got beautiful horses.
They do.
I love music, and I love the people, and I like that spirit that they have.
They have good health care. I will give them that.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Well, it's important as we move on in life.
Yes, it's
true.
Yeah, it's very important.
Health care is... Yeah.
And it's less expensive than Maui to live there.
It is. It's all relative. you know?
Well,
as I tell my friends,
it's all down the bottom.
Well, I have friends who are moving to Maui, and I said the biggest expense will be your accommodation.
Yeah.
But when you get that sorted, if you want to go spearfishing, you can do that. If you want to grow vegetables, I mean, you can stick a papaya in the ground, and you'll have papayas in 9 months. I mean, it's everything's relative. And if you don't have any money, just go hiking, go to Poli Poli or go to La Perouse and take the day out. It doesn't get any better. And I'm not, it really doesn't. So
I love
it. It's when people come to visit that we realize what we've got going on.
That's true.
You know, and we need to protect it.
And it's always nice to come home, even from Ireland, right?
For sure. Yeah.
By the way, I do want to give a shout out. We're going to be doing the Rolling Stones tribute at Mulligan's August 25th on Niels Rosenblatt. Amazing guy. What a great guy. He's putting together the band, and it's going to be a full-on thing, and we're going to be doing that as a tribute at Mulligan, so I'm excited about that. And tickets are on sale at Eventbrite if you do tribute to the Stones, and we're going to have two locations that have tickets here, too. Are you going to be able to have tickets there at Mulligan's?
We'll have tickets as Mulligan's
as
well. People are having a little bit of trouble finding it on Eventbrite.
Are they?
I think it's under Exiles.
Exiles.
The Exiles, which I think is
a hard name.
It's the name of the album.
Exile on Main Street.
Exile on Main Street, yeah. Excuse my...
Exile on Maui, it's being called, but no one's remembering it. So I think you can also go tribute to the Rolling Stones.
Okay, good. Because people were calling the bar yesterday.
Were they?
But
we're
excited. Niels is excited. They're getting on board, putting a real crew of musicians together.
Real crew with full-on and horns and everything.
Yeah, fantastic.
So we're excited about that. And I thank everyone for listening. It's really, it's a total treat to be able to talk to you. And I loved all the information you have, and I'm really looking forward to putting together something where we can do a group tour of Ireland together.
And I'd love to go, but I know if you do 30 or 40 people.
We want to keep it to 30 and under.
Okay, there you go. Small. Not age-wise.
No. Well, that's all the time we have, and listen next week for more information here on the Travel Angel Radio Show. Okay.